This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Imagine a science fiction book written in the 1980s where there's a world government, the Democrats are allied with the communist Chinese, they're trying to teach boys and girls that they aren't boys or girls, there's attacks on the family, conservative talk show hosts are being banned off the internet, they're being censored, they're being attacked, and now PayPal has come in and banned InfoWars. And said because we're hateful, some subjective term they use, when PayPal lets the communist Chinese government that's murdered 110 million plus people operate, that's okay. Or the Nation of Islam, or CARE, or the Palestinian groups that are connected to terrorism. They can operate, but I can't. How incredible is that? And it tells you, just 46 days out from this historic election, that the establishment is making its move. And is incredibly authoritarian and has taken the gloves off at every level. So, yes, this is the end of InfoWars, ladies and gentlemen, if you let them do this. If you let PayPal and you let the credit card companies say we don't have right to commerce because they magically, without a judge or jury, give us some name. If you go along with that, then you deserve whatever they do to you. Hillary was planning massive crackdowns on free speech when she got in. But when Trump got in, they just continued on with it regardless. And they're in a mutiny, not declassifying documents the president wants, not pushing forward executive orders he wants. But he's only gotten a few things done he wanted, and the economy turned around, showing how it wasn't mismanagement. The globalists had suppressed the U.S. economy to domesticate us, to make us poor, to get rid of our middle class, to make us give into governmental control, to finally break the will of America. But the enemy's going to find out breaking our will is a lot harder than they thought. And they're going to find that our spirit to be free is incredibly resilient. And that now, humanity is picking which side it's on. I want to thank you all for support. I'm proud to be in this position, being attacked by the globalists. But at the same time, this is epic what's going on. And people need to realize that now the enemy is making their major push to remove Christians, conservatives, libertarians from commerce. The literal mark of the beast, the mainstream media calls it the communist Chinese global social score. But during a break, I saw Trump from a town hall last night with Sean Hannity. Pretty powerful stuff. I thought we'd roll a few minutes of that right now.
It has to come to an end. It's so bad for our country. I call it the witch hunt. It is so bad for our country. And when you see Strzok and Page and McCabe with his lies, he gets fired for lying. You see all of the things in Comey for lying and leaking. You see what went on? It's got to come to an end. So bad for our country.
The irony in all of this is I have been uncovering all of this. When you think about it, Clinton bought and paid for, used funneled money, a dossier, Foreign National put it together.
A lot of money.
They never verified, yep. They never corroborated, and it was the bulk of information. You have now said declassify and redact it. How soon will that be coming?
Well, we're moving along. We're working along. We're also dealing with foreign countries that do have a problem. I must tell you, I got called today from two very good allies saying, please, can we talk? So it's not as simple as all that. And we do have to respect their wishes, but it'll all come out.
You know what? Elections are about peace and prosperity. Your economic record, I talked about it earlier in the show tonight. Record low unemployment, 14 states, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, women, youth unemployment. We have great news on the economy. Better news with Kim Jong-un. He's not firing rockets.
All right, we'll fade this down. More coming up. But Trump is on fire. He's got them completely scared. He's going to release all the documents. The word was, I got from a source, they were going to spike the data dump with some other group that wasn't involved to blow an operation to blame Trump like Bay of Pigs. So he's like, okay, we'll have the Inspector General certify it, but he's going to release it. So we're talking next week. That's coming out. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. What is it the enemy's so afraid of? Why do they hope you don't tell everybody about the show when you walk into that truck stop in about 2 minutes? I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is the test case for the Communist Chinese Global Social Score. If you don't know what that means, look it up. Apple, Google, Facebook, they're all moving to China. They're saying, we'll help you round up people, we'll help you kill them. We don't care. Even Congress is having hearings. And now, we have been banned on PayPal. They told us in 10 days it's got to be gone because George Soros and Jeff Bezos complained. And to talk about tortious interference, Bezos is the biggest shopping cart in the world, going and saying, don't accept his money. Don't let people buy products from InfoWarsStore.com. Shut it down, because he's a Nazi. And they even called David Horowitz a Nazi and just lost a legal case on that, so they had to reinstate him. So we're going to have to file suit. That's clear. It's going to take major money to do that. But I told people privately, going after payment processors was the line in the sand. I've got to sue the media companies because I've got to get discovery, and I've got to sue the other companies. It's going to take money to do that. InfoWarsStore.com with 56 days or 46 days, excuse my French, 46 days out, all hell is breaking loose. We're an incredible time to be alive. Now, let me, for TV viewers, show you some of these articles. Radio listeners, I'll go over them for you. Google employees corrupted their own search engine to propagandize to millions. Now, that's a Zero Hedge article out today. Now, if you go back years ago, I introduced the term Google is broken. Before, they had a real search engine that used an algorithm of what was most popular and what had the highest ratings, trusting human intelligence to tell the AI what was best. Not now. It's the danger of AI. Now, it tells you what they want you to know. And Tucker Carlson's done a big detailed report on this. And so, as this comes out, it becomes clear, you don't just pay for advertising to be at the top of a Google search. All of it has been paid by Big Pharma, by the Democrats, you name it, by Soros. I mean, they even have ads at the top from Media Matters lying about me, saying Jones won't quit bullying kids from Sandy Hook. No video, no text. They just make that up, but they put it as the top link paid for. But beyond that now, it's dozens of pages deep of search engine, nothing but globalist garbage. So Google is wrecked. It's gone. It's broken completely. And that ties into Google workers discuss tweaking search functions to counter travel ban. Wall Street Journal, they did it. Any news against radical Islam, any news of a stabbing, a murder, an acid attack, girls put into sex slavery, all disappeared by Google employees. Apple now gives you a trust rating, reading your emails, tracking what you do. They decide how trustworthy you are. That's the Chinese social score. They're spying on you. Tim Cook thinks you are an animal. He thinks he owns you. Google admits to still allowing apps to access your Gmail and spy on you. Again, why would you trust criminal organizations like this? They are pure evil. Wouldn't evil, the devil masquerades as an angel of light, tell you it's the good guy? Exactly. So, here is Tucker Carlson last night getting into something we've been hammering forever, that Google employees, since the election, it was bad, but now it's complete. We live and die by Google before. We search engine everything, and during the election it got bad. Now you can't find the weather report on it. It's broken. It's just fried. They broke the algorithm. Their main function is total garbage. And they call Jewish groups white supremacists, and they call me, you know, it's just, they call the whole Republican Party Nazis. Remember that earlier this year? As their official search of Republicans, it says Nazi Party. It's a bunch of activists out of control, no one holding them back to do whatever they want. So Tucker Carlson has finally come out and laid this out, thank God for him, that Google is evil, it means to be evil, and it's engaged in total fraud. Here it is.
Tonight we have a development in our ongoing exclusive investigation into the behavior of Google. There are new emails first obtained by this show. Now, Google, as you know, is the most powerful company in the history of the world. Virtually all human information flows through its software, and for that reason, Google shapes much of how the world understands reality. At the heart of Google's business is its search engine, which has a virtual monopoly on search in this country and others. Google Search succeeds because it is blindingly efficient, but also because it is perceived as honest. When you search for a term on Google, the most popular results come to the top. The process is straightforward and democratic. That's what most people think. That's how it's perceived. And that's why the world trusts Google. But what if Google was lying to you? What if the results that you got were secretly weighted to get you to vote a certain way, to believe a certain thing? That would affect a lot of people and a lot of votes. In fact, it would be impossible to have a real democracy under circumstances like that. A small number of incredibly rich people would be in charge of everything, including your perceptions. Well, that is a major concern for all of us because Google is a very political company. We recently showed you email evidence of a Google effort to collude with a left-wing group in support of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Now, tonight we have internal documents that show that Google employees discussed corrupting the company's search engine to push propaganda on hundreds of millions of unsuspecting users. Here's what happened. Shortly after taking office, President Trump issued his now famous travel ban. Almost immediately after that, Google employees began plotting ways to undermine the president's executive order. On January 29th, a Google product marketing manager named Mackenzie Thomas sent an email to a group of fellow employees. Quote, "There is a large brainstorm going on throughout the marketing org," she wrote, brainstorming about how to respond to Trump's order. Among Thomas's ideas was, quote, to actively counter algorithmically biased results for search terms such as Islam, Iran, Mexico, Latino, and so forth. In other words, Google employees wanted to alter the search results to make them more positive.
Again, when did I get banned on Twitter? When I was number one for 2 days. The crime is you wanting the truth. The crime is common sense. They're attacking you, not me. You just resonate with what I say. You see? Continue.
Going on throughout the marketing org, she wrote, brainstorming about how to respond to Trump's order. Among Thomas's ideas was, quote, to actively counter algorithmically biased results for search terms such as Islam, Iran, Mexico, Latino, and so forth.
Yeah, pause words, again.
Employees wanted to-
Notice how they say what you think or what you say is bias. They dehumanize you. You're a racist. You're a homophobe. You're a hater. You're off. You can't buy and sell. Your results, what you clicked on, doesn't exist. It's total authoritarianism. These people are, they are the authoritarians. They are the danger.
Alter the search results to make them more positive in certain cases for political reasons. Thomas also suggested promoting links for making donations to organizations fighting the travel ban. This, of course, would be completely dishonest and unethical behavior, but Thomas's colleagues at Google seemed to approve of it strongly. Product manager Rami Bana, for example, replied this way, quote, "We're absolutely in, McKenzie, anything you need. We'll put together a list of orgs with Merrill and HL team." Another employee named Stacy Chen added that groups she thought Google should promote included the ACLU, the Immigration Defense Project, the Air.
Before they banned me off YouTube, we would check our payment deal for advertising, and they had Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, Media Matters, CBS News as advertisements, but they weren't paying us. They were putting it on there as an ad, but it wasn't. Continue.
Discrimination Committee and the National Immigration Law Center. All of those groups were at the time agitating against the president's immigration ban. Even at least one person on the chain seemed to realize how dangerous and out of the ordinary this conversation was. A Google employee called Clement Wolf commented that he was, quote, very much in favor of Google stepping up, but was wondering, quote, how partisan we want to be on this. To the extent of my knowledge, we'd be breaching precedent if we only gave highlights access to organizations that support a certain view. We contacted Google about these remarkable emails, and the reply to us is here in full, quote, these emails were just a brainstorm of ideas, none of which were ever implemented. Google has never manipulated its search results or modified any of its products.
All right, let's stop there. They totally manipulated them all. They're on record for Hillary. They are pure evil. They help round up political dissidents in China and blow their heads off and cut their organs out. And if Google could do it to you, they'd do it. So would Tim Cook, the worst slave factories in China. Tim Cook, if he could do it, would take your children and sell their livers. He is a satanic demon who hates you and your family. Period. It's proven.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. You know, earlier I said that Apple Tim Cook would literally blow your children's brains out if he could and cut their livers out and sell them on the open market for money. And I meant that when I said it. I wasn't being satirical. He has the worst factory since he took over as the head of Apple. Suicide nets, forced drugging, 17-hour workdays, people being basically taken and killed by the communists if they don't agree. So I have a modest proposal along the lines of Jonathan Swift, because the abuse of the Irish by the English Empire were bad, but they did not rise to the level. Here's the communist Chinese, 110 million dead of their own people, and you know, here's the British Empire, which was really, really bad. And, you know, I'm part Irish, but regardless, I wouldn't want to kill anybody or make them a slave. So they treated them so bad and starved them to death and worked them to death and, you know, would basically put people who didn't pay their taxes in stocks outdoors till they died, where they clamped your head and arms in a device. So Jonathan Swift thought it was pretty evil. He wrote a satirical essay in 1729 called A Modest Proposal. Everybody should go read it. And he said, why don't we just eat the Irish children? That would be a lot better, you know, because they're a burden on society. Let's just go ahead and roast them. Let's cook them. Let's eat them. And there were some people so anti-Irish, they said, yeah, let's eat them. Let's see. Tim Cook gives money to Black Lives Matter and gay groups, so it's okay if he supports China killing gays. It's all a cover for Apple that does all these scams to pay almost no corporate tax. In fact, they moved 7 months ago to China to pay no tax. We were at 40% corporate tax. China was 15. Trump lowers to 15 to make it even. They go, bitch, we're going zero. So you have to understand, Tim Cook is a monster. Here it is, a modest proposal for preventing the children of the poor people from being a burden on the parents or country and for making them beneficial to the public. Commonly referred to as a modest proposal, as a juvenile satirical essay written and published anonymously by Jonathan Swift in 1729. The essay suggests that the impoverished Irish might ease their economic troubles by selling their children as food for the rich gentlemen and ladies. The satirical hyperbole mocked heartless attitudes towards the poor, as well as a British policy towards the Irish in general. The primary target of Swiss satire was the rationalism of modern economics and the growth of rationalistic models of thinking in modern life at the expense of more traditional human values. So humanism versus globalism, or Christianity versus Satanism. But see, why the essay is so important is, they're already dying. They're already starving to death. So why not eat them? And if you look at the scale of communist China and Apple's abuses, Apple's the leader in this, I can sit there and say, Tim Cook supports China killing its political dissidents. He says nothing. He supports and quarterbacks my deplatforming and us being taken off PayPal and everything else. The guy is a freaking monster. A clear and present danger to humanity. So to make your children not a burden on society, we already abort them, we already melt them down into college, and we already sell their body parts in communist China, why not eat them? Because that's what Tim Cook supports. That's what he's for. That's what he's doing. I mean, these people are the Hitlers of our age, the dictator of China the Tim Cooks, the Barack Obamas. These are monstrous, cold-blooded corporate front men to make your liberal inclinations feel like everything's okay while they bring in things that Hitler only dreamed of. That's what it comes down to. Now, Owen Schroyer is going to come in and take over because I was going to take off today and spend time with my family. I said I would. It's something I really need to do just because I'm like a race car. I want to go all the time, and I got to cool my engine at some point. But they have banned us in 9 days now off of PayPal, and it'll be everything else after that. It's a test, and they think it's a threat to you that if you stand up for free market in America and if you don't want to sexualize children and tell five-year-old boys they're really girls and five-year-old girls are really boys, if you don't let us come in and do this stuff and abuse your children, we're going to ban you. Their number one thing is Islam. Next is transsexualism. If you don't let them come in and pervert your children and brainwash your children and sexualize them with beyond pedophilia, where they just rape your kid, they literally castrate them chemically, they come after you. This is a cult of succubus, sucking the energy off children. This is pure Satanism. I've never been more alive. I've never felt better. I've never felt closer to God. I'm not enjoying it in the flesh. I'm always shocked by how evil they are. I'm always shocked by how over the top they are. I'm always shocked by how the public doesn't wake up to how bad it is. But the public's always a little slow in waking up, and the worm's already started to turn, so I see great titanous giants rising up to be great generals in the humanitarian spiritual awakening. But that said, the number one referendum you can send to the enemy is that you're going to spread the Infowars.com links, the videos, the articles, religiously, which you've been doing. That's why the headline this week made him mad. Alex Jones, winning the Infowar, number one growing conservative site in the world, up 35%. But they cut off a lot of other ways to reach people. Yes, our own sites are up. I'd say it's a dead heat right now with the enemy. It's all I have is the truth. You know, I'm going to tell you the truth. But it isn't about me. It's about how long the mission goes on and the fact that they're demonizing my name ahead of destroying me and thinking they'll use it as some sigil, some signet, some logo of our defeat instead of it being our victory. Because I am for real. I do love God. I do love you. I do love the children. I do love justice. So I don't think they're going to take us down. But this could be our takedown. I mean, I never talk like this, but we're getting into that territory. So let us in a big, fiery extravaganza. Flood us with traffic. Flood us with purchases, with great products you need. Flood us with your prayers and support, and we will give you 110% finish. I'm going to go on to the end. I couldn't but not. I mean, believe me, don't worry. Support can go to zero, and I will continue on. But I want to give them a full-bodied, full-throated fight. When I climb in the ring for the final battle with these guys, which it looks like we're starting to do here, and maybe there's some new land beyond that, you know, they spun this like I'm ready to die. I just said, we've already had great victories. I'm close to God. I don't want to die. I'm not suicidal. Would never commit suicide. But I've already won. I've already done amazing historical things with your help and us together. So right now it's gravy, but I really need your prayers and support. And I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the X2 that's about to sell out and get Real Red Pill Plus and get our great probiotics and get the air filtration, the water filtration, the books, the videos, the T-shirts. I mean, just from a collector's standpoint, we've got Soros and the Democrats trying to shut us down. And we've been strong so long, but I smell death in the air. Now, maybe that's their political death or mine. Doesn't matter. I smell it. It's got a sweet stink to it. So all I can tell you is you might want to support us now because I think you have us on the knife's edge. I think your decision now, your will now holds my destiny in your hands. I am now in your hands. And now the decision of where I go and what InfoWars does, he's now in your hands now more than ever. You've carried us this far. You've carried us to amazing heights. But now, the final equation, my destiny lies with you. You are now in control of InfoWars.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection, Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. Cell Force helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There are a lot of people
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
That's right. There are a lot of people defending this Republic, but not near enough. Now, I gotta say, there are millions of Americans that envy the position I'm in right now, to be hosting the Alex Jones Show and reaching millions of people. And I'm going to say some things that I think millions of people feel. And I've learned something in the last quite literally 4 hours about history and where we're going right now in this country. And if we don't do something about this immediately, America will be dead, and they will start rounding up political dissidents like they do in China, putting us into slave labor, and killing us. And you say, oh my gosh, you know, calm down. How can you say something like that? Do you see what's going on in this country? Are you that clueless? We currently are in a situation where the American left can make any claim against any individual, and they say, you have to accept it, you have to believe it, how dare you even question it? Whether it's Cody Wilson, whether it's Brett Kavanaugh, whether it's Donald Trump, it doesn't matter. They allege something, no evidence, no proof, clearly made up, but how dare you question it? Well, that's dangerous enough. But there's another side to this. Now, when we bring up WikiLeaks emails that talk about the Democrats putting children in the pool and in the hot tub for your entertainment, when we bring up WikiLeaks emails with Marina Abramović spirit cookings, where they quite literally put semen and blood and feces in some sort of concoction that they rub on each other in the wall. When we bring up Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile express that Bill Clinton ditched Secret Service to go on, when we bring up all the victims of Bill Clinton, when we bring up Hillary Clinton psychologically abusing them, what does the American left say? Conspiracy theorists, how dare you? This is political. Now, why am I laying that out for you to understand? The left has gone fully tyrannical, okay? And the American right, unfortunately, is so cowardly that they won't even do anything about it. Where we have to sit here and actually hear out a floozy. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and call it. You know, this is how far the West has fallen. You want to know how far the West has fallen? Let me tell you something. In the old West, in the old days of the West, if some drunken floozy came into the high court and said, that man assaulted me, they tossed that floozy to the curb. That's what Christine Blasey Ford is. I don't care what you say about me. She's the floozy. She's the liar. The Democrats are the liars. The Democrats are fully demonic, totally treasonous. Every Democrat needs to be arrested right now, and I'm not kidding. I am not joking. When you have an entire party in this country that is willing to lie and bet their entire political movement on a lie, and you allow them to do that, you might as well be dead, because they're coming to put you in jail next as a political dissident. And if they think they can get away with Christine Blasey Ford, some drunken sleazy from high school, falling around drunk all over all kinds of guys, maybe it was Brett Kavanaugh, I don't know, and then her lawyer says she doesn't have to corroborate her story. I mean, if you let them get away with that, if you allow that to dictate American politics, if you allow that to dictate America's future, then we are as good as dead. And if you allow the Democrat Party to run roughshod over our republic and our political system, they will not stop there. They will jail political dissidents, and they will kill you in your home. 110%. And it all hit me today. It all hit me today, thinking about how I was going to cover this. Because what happens next? Well, someone like me comes along and tells it like it is. Someone like Alex Jones comes along and tells it like it is. Someone like Donald Trump comes along and tells it like it is. And what do? They have to silence them. They have to stop them from getting funding, like they're cutting us off from PayPal. Stop us from reaching our audience, like they're cutting us off from social media. Stop the president from reaching his audience, like they shadow ban him on Twitter. You think they'll stop there, folks? They will slit every single one of our throats. Why do they hate Brett Kavanaugh so much? Because they think he might reverse Roe versus Wade. They are obsessed with abortion that deeply. Why? Why are they obsessed with abortion? Could it be because the Democrat Party gets funding from Planned Parenthood? Could that be it? Totally illegal? Could it be they just love death? Just a cult of death? Maybe they use that baby's blood and suck that baby's blood to enhance their own youthfulness and their own lives. Remember that story? Remember the story about Planned Parenthood caught selling baby parts? You ever put one and one together? It equals two. It equals the Democrats' spirit cooking. So yeah, I'm a little ticked off today. And I've got a stack of news that just breaks it all down. But I want to cover this one story before I get into the stack of news here, because you want to know why the Democrats love abortion, ladies and gentlemen? You want to know why the Democrats have Marina Abramović spirit cookings? Here's the story. It's all over the news today. Beyoncé's former drummer claims singer molested her with dark magic. A woman who once worked as a drummer for Beyoncé claims the singer is wrapped up in the practices of extreme witchcraft and has been using her spells to run surveillance and control her finances, and now she wants a restraining order against Beyoncé. Kimberly Thompson worked for Beyoncé as her drummer for 7 years, says that she operates in dark, extreme witchcraft. There's Marina Abramović with Jay-Z, looking possessed by the devil. You can see Lady Gaga with Marina Abramović. You can see the Marina Abramović spirit cookings in the Democrat emails. Now, here's the danger, folks. Yeah, my rhetoric's pretty extreme. You're right. Absolutely, my rhetoric is extreme. Absolutely, Alex Jones' rhetoric is extreme. Absolutely, it is. You know why? Because we're dealing with extreme demons. We're dealing with extreme evil. We're dealing with extreme liars. And if you think you can defeat the extreme with the politically correct, if you think you can defeat the extreme by not trying to offend people and by watching your words, you will lose. And I'm not here to lose. I'm here to win. And we are on the verge, ladies and gentlemen. They have built everything to this point to get Hillary in and bring America down. And that's where we would be if we didn't elect Donald Trump. So we have a reprieve to save America from the Democrat Party right now. I mean, if you don't think the Democrat Party is a party of evil, disgusting liars. Kamala Harris says, reasonable doubt standard does not apply to Kavanaugh Ford's sex assault charge. Doesn't need to be proven. What? Her lawyer says she doesn't have to corroborate her story. What? And then look at one of the most scummy people you're ever going to see ever on planet Earth, Kristen Gillibrand. Friends of Harvey Weinstein, friends of Bill Clinton. Again, Kristen Gillibrand, congresswoman from New York, total fraud, friends with Bill Clinton, friends with Harvey Weinstein, comes out and says, we have to believe Kavanaugh's accuser. I stand with Kavanaugh's accuser. I'm going to tell you something about Kavanaugh's accuser they won't tell you on Fox News, and this is why InfoWars has to exist. Kavanaugh's accuser is a liar. Kavanaugh's accuser is a high school floozy. Kavanaugh's accuser should have been tossed to the curb with the rest of the Democrat scum that we have to deal with in this country. Did you hear me? Christine Blasey Ford is a liar and a floozy.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond.
Simon Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You know, I was going to come back on here, and I was going to call Christine Blasey Ford a street hooker. And then I realized, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't call Christine Blasey Ford a street hooker. That's insulting to street hookers. She's lower than a street hooker. She's worse than a whore. I mean, at least street hooker, a whore, I mean, you know, you make a deal. There's an honest transaction. She's probably not going to go make up some lie about you, you know, 40 years later. A street hooker pretty much is a classy lady compared to Christine Blasey Ford. That's lower than a street hooker. That's a gutter floozy. That's lower than a pink slip. Total trash. Total trash. So here's my approach to things from now on. Because I get it. I get it. I'm watching Laura Ingraham last night, and she's got a panel, and they're talking about Christine Street Hooker, lower than Street Hooker Ford. What should we call her? Floozy Ford. She's Floozy Ford. So they're having a panel on Floozy Ford. And the only one that's even willing to cross the threshold was Joe DeGeneva. I think that's how you pronounce his name, an attorney. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, why are we walking on eggshells with this? The Democrats are out for blood. The Democrats are foaming at the mouth to crush this country, to crush free speech, to crush logic. Now, you can make up your own reasons as to why that is. Why am I walking on eggshells when the Democrats have a gun to America's head and a knife to America's throat, saying you better not put Kavanaugh on that bench or we're going to slit this country's throat. We're going to pull the trigger and murder this country. You better not elect Donald Trump. Don't you know we're going to murder this country? We're going to let them hold us hostage like that? I'm going to let them control my free speech so that I come on here and I'm more concerned about being politically correct than telling it like it is? Christine Floozy Ford is lower than a street hooker. She's lying trash. She might as well be Joseph Goebbels' granddaughter propagandizing the United States. So go ahead and write that story. InfoWars reporter calls Kavanaugh victim a street hooker. No, get the headline right. She's lower than a street hooker. Okay, Media Matters? Okay, Southern Poverty Law Center? I just wanted to make sure you get the headline right. I'm not calling Christine Blasey Ford a street hooker. I'm not calling her a whore. A whore and a street hooker are classy ladies compared to Christine Blasey Ford. She is a garbage floozy. Gutter trash, gutter slime, disgusting, a liar through and through, just like the rest of the Democrat Party. Folks, here's the deal. I'm going to go down this road, and we've got a guest coming up in the next hour, part of the InfoWars Army. InfoWars Army struck twice last night in a big way. And so I'm here today, and I'm all mad and fired up. But that's just because I see the way the Democrats lie. And I just see conservatives just softballing them, like, maybe she should be heard, but, you know, no, these people want to kill you. They will kill you. They literally want us all dead, folks. Why do you think they send death threats to every mainstream conservative that supports Donald Trump? They death threat Donald Trump every day. They death threat Don Jr. every day. They death threat Melania. They death threat Ivanka. They death threat Ann Coulter. They death threat Alex Jones. They death threat me. I mean, like, do you get it? Some guy tweeted out a picture last night of him pretending to aim a rifle scope at President Trump in Vegas. You think it's just rhetoric that they want us dead? No. They kill their babies. They want us dead. These are people that have been fully, either consciously, unconsciously, wittingly like Beyonce, or unwittingly like her fans, they have been possessed by the devil. Now, people like Beyonce use the devil possession and witchcraft and stuff to get power off of it. That's the whole cult. But then the lower level minions don't know the energy that they're experiencing, but they feel it's empowerment, and so they go with it. Yeah, the devil's empowering for sure on the devil's playground. But it will not deliver you. And so it's just unbelievable to me because I see the picture, folks. And the truth of the matter is, if we don't, it's not, you know, the old saying, taking the gloves off, you know, no holds barred. Okay, you can use every cliche in the book, folks. And unfortunately, because this is America, this is not a dictatorship. We're not authoritarian here. Honestly, that's what's going to actually probably kill this country in the end, because we cannot just arrest every Democrat. We cannot just put these people in insane asylums, which is where they belong. And because we can't do that, they will overrun us, just like they're doing right now, just like they tried to do in 2016. So really our only hope is to vote and hope that their votes aren't rigged. Because if the Democrats get in, folks, it's game over. It's over. There is no holds barred. You want to talk about no holds barred? Think about all the holds President Trump has put on right now when it comes to arresting the deep state and all the people we know are guilty of treason. There's no holds barred. No holds barred. It's all holds barred. We're totally holding it all. None of these Democrats have been arrested. None of these Democrats have been censured. So it's totally holds barred. No Holds Barred would be launching investigations into Dianne Feinstein and her $100 million. No Holds Barred would be launching investigations into Nancy Pelosi and her hundreds of millions of dollars. No Holds Barred would be launching investigations into Chuck Schumer, who says there's FBI precedent to investigate these 35-year-old claims. No, there's not. The FBI precedent is not to investigate. Why is Chuck Schumer lying through his dirty, rotten rat mouth? Because the Democrats are in no-holds-barred mode, folks. Just think about it. The Democrats tell you, you have to believe every woman that ever comes forward with sexual assault claims. You can't even question it. How dare you? Except they don't practice what they preach. Bill Clinton's accusers get nothing. Keith Ellison's accusers get nothing. Zero, zilch, nada. They don't exist. How about the millions of dollars of government money that went to settling sexual assault claims for the last 20 years? The Democrats want to declassify that? Nope. Oh, but a slut from high school says, I think I was in bed with Brett Kavanaugh, and he can't be on the Supreme Court. And her lawyer says, she doesn't have to corroborate that. And then they say, well, we want to have a testimony on Monday. And then she backs out, and then what do they say? Oh, well, we want Kavanaugh to testify first, and then we'll testify after. Wow, how dumb do you think we are? Why would they want Kavanaugh to testify first? Oh, so they can hear Kavanaugh's testimony, and then they can build their legal argument off that. Here's what I'm trying to say, folks. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. The Democrats have no boundaries. The Democrats have no character. The Democrats have no holds barred. If they are willing to make up sexual assault allegations, fake sexual assault allegations, all of them commit to it, all of them tell you it's true, and then use Hollywood. Oh, look at all the dingbats in Hollywood, too. I mean, can you believe this? See, this is what I'm talking about, okay? These people want to run your life. And you know what? It'd be one thing if they were honest. It'd be one thing if they genuinely were honest people that cared about you and wanted you to know what's going on. They're the exact opposite. They're devil-worshipping, spirit-cooking, pedophile Satanists that sacrifice children. Yeah! Yeah! Why do you think they're willing to do a video saying, we believe Kavanaugh's accuser? Because they're all in on it together. They all go to the frickin' spirit cookings, man! I can't even focus enough to plug here, and we're being censored off everywhere. People can't even find our broadcast. They're about to take us off PayPal, so you can't even fund us. And I can't even focus enough to fund, because I have Democrats, Satanists, pedophiles, Hollywood, all trying to run my life, and I got people that are too scared to even say so because of the political correct nature of media. I got news for you. If you want to be PC, that's going to be your death. Because I got news for you. The Democrats aren't PC. They make up anything. They make up sex assault allegations. They make up collusion. They spend millions of dollars, all their time, all the Hollywood, all the media, to build arguments on lies. They know it's lies. I can't even plug because I'm so unfocused here. InfoWarsStore.com, 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 InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. They're going to ban you from being able to fund us. Do you understand that? Do you understand how serious this is? They're about to ban you from funding us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
over a year in the making. Produced